Okay. Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We are about five lines from the bottom.
Five,
yes. So here we go. Calm down, everybody. It's only Daf Yomi. Amar Le Rav Acha Barei Derava Rav Avila Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Bar, the son of Rav Avila, asked Rav Ashi the following question. We said yesterday, just to recap for a second, Rav Yochanan said that Heter Mitztarech L'Isser is learned out from Nazir, right? And by the way, it's the only place where Heter Mitztarech L'Isser, it's the only place, by Nazir. Rav Yochanan said that yesterday. How did Rav Yochanan know that? He learned it out from Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say that he learned it out from? That if somebody eats pas yayin together, a nazir is chayav. Then we said, fine, very good. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, then we asked, well, how does Rabbi Akiva know about tam ke'ikr? And we said there's a very slight difference between tam ke'ikr and heter mitztarech l'isser. Very slight difference. Not even sure what the difference is. But now the Gemara is going to want to know, well, maybe the nazir story is the mekar of tam ke'ikr. Midrabbanan nishmat Rabbi Akiva, from the fact that the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan would listen to Rabbi Akiva for a minute, mi lo amri Rabbanan, doesn't the Rabbanan hold mishras? But the word mishras, we said yesterday, that you're not a nazir can't have a mishras. So what's a mishras? It must mean heter mitztarech l'isser. What does that mean? If you have half a kazayis of wine and half a kazayis of bread, you mix it together, another eats a ischayev. Why? What else could it mean? Could it mean you're not allowed to eat a kazayis of wine? The Torah said that already about an ozer. So what does mishras come to add? It must mean heter mitztarech l'isser. Now the Gemara maybe it doesn't mean that at all. Maybe it means tam ke'ikr. That what does that mean? Tam ke'ikr? I have a cup of water, and I take a grape juice and I put a little bit in. The whole thing turns purple, right? And I taste the grape juice. You know what? That's a kazayis of grape juice or whatever sheer it is. I have only a few drops in there. Tom Kaker. Very similar to Heter Mitztarech L'Isser. Very similar. Mm-hmm. But it's a different thing. Litein Tom Kaker. Mikanat Tadon L'chol Shlut Zubin Shevet Torah. And by the way, that'll be a model for the entire Torah. L'Rabbi Akiva Nami. Mishras. L'Heter Mitztarech L'Isser. Mikanat Tadon L'chol Zubin Shevet Torah Kula. Why doesn't he say that according to Rabbi Akiva, Heter Mitztarech L'Isser applies to the whole Torah? We said it only applies to the Nazir. Why? If Tam Ke'ikr would apply by one, it'll apply to the whole Torah. So why is Heter Mitztarech L'Isser? We said, oh, thank goodness, there's no din like that, right? Only by Nazir. And then we said, yes, maybe by Chametz, but not...
Because
why not?
Because they're two completely different things.
I know, but we have a rule. We have a rule that whenever the Torah said something, it applies to the entire Torah, unless you tell me otherwise. So there's a concept called Heter Mitztarech L'Isser. It's a very harsh, I'm not saying it's a very machmir idea. Very machmir. But it applies to one. It applies to the whole Torah. We have it all the time. Right? So I would say the same thing over here. Tam Ke'ikr, we said yesterday, applies to the whole Torah. Every such a thing as Tam Ke'ikr, it applies to Basa B'Chalav, it applies by not kosher, it applies by Truma, whatever you now eat, it applies. Say the same thing over here. That the Heter Mitztarech L'Isser applies to the whole Torah. We wouldn't like that. It make life a little harder, but the Torah said. So why not? So Amalei, Mishum to having Nazir Vachatas, because it's one other place where it says it. Where's that? By a carbon chatas. Shnei suvim habarim ke'echad, v'chalsh ve'ei malamdim. We have a rule that if the Torah says something once, it applies everywhere. If it says it twice, it only applies to those two. What's the logic behind that? It's good logic. Because if the Torah wants it to apply to every case, Say it one time. Why did it say twice? Ah, it must be only those two. What are the two? So Nazir Adama, we just said a Nazir. It only applies by Nazir. And Chatas Maihi, what's the Chatas case? Titania. It says like this. Kalsha Yiga Bibsara Yikadesh. What does that mean? That means anything that touches Basar becomes Kodesh. What does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. The Rashi is the third wide line. Kol shi'igah b'bzara basachulim. Basachulim. Or shlamim or a shlamim, shezman achilaso mirubo michatas. A shlamim you get to eat for 2 days, and a chatas you get to eat for 1 day. Chul you can eat your whole life, right? So something else touches chatas meat. What happens? Vinoga b'chatas. It touches the chatas. Yikadesh, it becomes special. Kidimafarish, like we're going to explain now. Leos kumoha, to be like the carbon chatas. In other words, she'im psula haisa chatas. If this chatas was not edible, kigon. For example, pigle, it was pigle, or pasal acher, or some other psul happened to it. Ti pasel, it becomes pasal. Afzu, so too this meat. Shebola mimena, it got swallowed up by the chatas meat. Right? Vim ksheirihi hachatas. And if the chatas was edible, it was nothing wrong with it, it was fine. It just happened to touch some other meat. Mahani lebluas haimena leesar ba'achila el ha'chomer sheba. So you're allowed to eat the chatas. You're allowed to eat the other meat, but we apply the chumra of chatas to the new meat. In other words, kechomer hachatas shenivlaba. Like the chatas meat swallowed up this other meat. With nimen aklayim, it can only be eaten within the curtains and the azara. With zachri kahuna, only for men. Kohanim. Yotliyom v'layla echad. One day, that day and that night. In other words, if you have chatas meat that touches some other meat, that other meat becomes chatas meat. Yeah. Whatever the chatas had, whatever the rules are, it applies. This other meat could have been shlamim, I had another day, I could have been regular meat, doesn't matter. As it takes on the properties of chatas. Okay? So far so good? Good. Yachal afil lo bala. I would say that's true even if it didn't swallow it up somehow, like more so. Tamalom or bivsara. Ad shiiv la basar yikadish liyos kamoha. It takes on the properties of the chatas. Shem psulahi ti pasel. If the chatas meat was pasel, this meat becomes pasel. Vim ksherihi. And if the chatas is kosher, tochal kichomer sheba. You have to hold from the chumras of the chatas. Okay? Then what do you see from that?
Second case.
So it's a second case. What do you see? Heter, mitzdar, flitzer. If the chatas was aser, it became aser. Whatever happens, so it's another case. The Rabbanan nami nehevi nazir v'chatas shnei k'suv bon ke'echad ve'im alamdin. Why did the Rabbanan so buy into that? Amri, they hold, hani mitzrach tzrichi. It's necessary. What's necessary about? We'll see in a minute. For Akiva, my tzrichi, what's so necessary? Bishlami kol zirachmana b'chatas lo gomar nazir minei. If you only said it by chatas, I would never learn nazir. The chulin mikachim lo gamina. You can't compare chulin and kachim. Kachim has its own rules. Ella lichta rachmana ben nazir, but the Torah should have written by nazir. V'teisi chatos v'tigmar minei. Da kol yisur and shever Torah kagamir min nazir. We all learn everything out of nazir. Now, why did the Torah come along and say it again by chatos? To tell me ein malamdin, right? V'rabbanan amrilach mitzach tzrichi chatos leheter mitzdarif leitzer. I needed the chatas to tell me hetter mitzdar flitzer. V'chulin mikachim lo gomar. And chulin and kachim doesn't work out. U'mishras litain tam ki'ikr. And from the word mitras, I learned tam ki'ikr. Mikana tadon l'kol k'torah kula. And from there I learned from the entire Torah. That what? That's such a concept called tam ki'ikr. Rabbi Akiva, tavayu lehetter mitzdar flitzer. Both of them are hetzer mitzdar flitzer. V'havel shnei k'suva bon ke'echad. V'chol shnei k'suva bon ke'echad. Ein malamdin. That ends the sugya. So, just to recap. Everybody agrees. No one disputed that there's such a concept of tam ke'ikr in the Torah. Whether it's a daraisa concept or derabanan, that's the machlokas we've shown him. But everybody seems to hold in the Gemara, there's a concept called Tam Kiker. Rabbi Akiva learned it out from, anybody remember? From the Kalim of the Midyanim. That's where Rabbi Akiva learned that such a concept of Tam Kiker. What do you have to kasha the Kalim for? It's been a day. Oh, Tam Kiker. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan learned it out from Mishras. Right? That says by Nazir is Mishras. We learned from the Tam Kiker. According to everybody, there's no such concept of Heter Mitzdar Flitzer. No such thing, except by Nazir and by Chatas. Everybody agrees to that. They learned out Heter Mitzdar for Isra from Mishras. And the Rabbanan learned out Tam Ki'ikr from Mishras. Okay. But everybody agrees, what's the only machlokes? The only machlokes is there Isser Nazir, is there Heter Mitzrayim for Isser by a Nazir? The Rabbanim say no. Why? Because they use Mishra to learn Tam Ke'ikr. Rabbi Kiva holds yes. And there's Rabbi Yochanan who started off this whole sugya.
So if that's the case, where would we learn Tam Ke'ikr from?
That's a good question. Where would we learn Tam Ke'ikr from? No, they learned that from Gula and Achim. From the Midyanim. From the Midyanim. Okay? Good? That ends the Gemara. But it doesn't get easier.
Wait, but everybody seems to agree with Tam Mistar Kisra in the Nazir.
No. So the Chachamim they use Mishras to learn Tam Ke'ikr.
Right.
So they don't know, they don't hold Metam Mistar Kisra. There's no such thing.
Not even for Nazir?
Not even for Nazir. No. There's no such thing. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan held like him. No, there is such a thing as Heter Mitzrayim Chalitza only by Nazir and by Chatas, and long time Ke'ikr from the Midyanim. Okay, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana Elohad the Tanya. What about the following pasuk? It says Mikol Asher Yatzeh Migefen Hayayin. Whatever is made out of wine, Mechartanim from the I think it's the seeds, the Adzug until the peel, Limid Ali Suri Nazir Shem Mitzrayim from Zeh Zeh. So they can combine, no? Hashta, L'Rabbi Akiva, Isser v'Heter Mitzdarfin, Isser v'Heter combine, Isser mibaya. So what? Isser don't combine. Bread and wine can combine. So what? The Isser part of the grape and the other Isser part of the grape, that doesn't combine. Right? So Amalei, no. Isser v'Heter v'Vasachas. Isser v'Heter only combine at the same time. If I take the wine and I dunk a piece of bread into it, of course it combines. Isser v'Isser is b'Zachazet. Isser v'Isser, even one after the other. That's why the Torah had to say specifically Isser. Now, what does that mean, b'zach hazeh? Even after the Kedachil has crossed, that I don't know. Okay. Okay. Now, next Gemara is also hard. Here we go. In the olden days, this gets into very halacha lemaisa issues on Pesach with chametz that's not really edible. Now, in the olden days, somebody, maybe even people do this today, but in the olden days, somebody had a crack in their keli. They might fill it up with some dough. They had a crack in the keli, so put dough in there, let it harden, and then you fixed your keli. So what's the story with that dough? You have to get rid of that dough on Pesach? Can it stay there? What's the story with that dough? That's what we're going to discuss. So you see already how relevant this is going to become. Batzek dough, shebesidke areva. It's in the crack in the areva. The areva, I think, is a trough. Is that how they translate areva?
It's a big bowl.
Im yesh kizayis b'makom echad. If there's a kizayis in one spot, chayev levar. You have to destroy it. V'im lav. And if not, batel b'miyuto. It's batel. Now we said that chametz is not batel, right? What do you mean batel? What's batel? What? What do you say? What? Sure, give me vatel chametz. You do bittel.
I mean,
so we don't want bittel because we're afraid we're going to eat it. So right. Therefore, we do bedikas chametz also. But what's wrong with doing bittel?
Nothing wrong with it.
V'chein l'inyan tuma. So too, the same thing is regarding tuma. Im machbid alav. If you're machbid, meaning. I wish this wouldn't be here, this crack, it's so ugly. Then chotes. Then it acts as a chatzitza, and the mikvah won't work. V'im rotsa b'kiyum, but if you're happy it's there, and you want it to be there, it becomes part of the kli. It becomes part of the kli. And since it becomes part of the kli, and it gets tame, you can just dump it in the mikvah. Okay? What? Similar idea, that if it has, if there's something preventing it from, well, it's a kazayit. So if it's a kezayis, you got to get rid of it. So it's a similar idea that when it comes to tumah, there's a way that it can be a problem, and there's a way it can't be a problem. Depending on that, the different criteria. The criteria is, do you happy it's there or not?
Is the theory here that a piece of it's going to break off and you're going to wind up eating it?
Yes, it's exactly the fear.
That's the fear.
Right.
So you can't move back to life. You eat it, it's that there's nothing to want.
That's why we want to get rid of it, because we're afraid
right.
You're going to eat it.
Right.
Bittel will work.
Yeah, if you
right, the Gemara asked that question in the first pair. What are you doing bidika for? Just do bittel.
But you still can't eat it.
What?
What about the
Mayur? So your bivadal is not belong to you.
No, but you still can't eat it, even if it's...
Of course you can't eat it. Of course you can't eat it.
This problem is not a...
So the Gemara says, let's go. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el b'makom she'ein achui asurin l'chazik. This is only all true. What's only all true? If the piece is so big that it's a kezayis, that you have to destroy it, that's only true. El b'makom she'asurin l'chazik. I'm sorry. Shloshan el b'makom she'ein asurin l'chazik. Where it's not done to help the kli, really. Aval makom hasuyin lechazek. But if it's made to strengthen the kli, right? Eino chayav levayer. You don't have to destroy it. Why? Why? What? No, we're not going to say that yet. We're going to get to that part later. Why? Because you can't have a kli without this. It's asuyin lechazik, right? Makom she'asuyin lechazik. Without this dough here, the kli will fall apart. So you're for sure not going to touch it. You're not going to eat it. You're not going to meddle with it. So there's no issue. Eino chayav levayer. What are you going to do? You're going to scrape off the dough on Pesach? You're not going to do that. Because if you do that, the kli falls apart. Make sense? That makes sense? Okay. Now, michlal, you see from here, the pachos mikizayis, that if it's less than a kezayis, afilu makom she'ein asuy lechazik, even if it's in a place where you're not, where it doesn't really strengthen the kli, maybe it's in decoration, or it's in a spot where you don't really need this, and have a hole on top of the kli, what's the big deal? Doesn't matter. Eino chayav levayer. You don't have to get rid of it. Why? Because the kicker was only a kezayis. Ikka demasni la asefa. Others say that this whole Torah was set on the seifa. What'd it say? V'yim lav, and if not, batal b'miyuto. That's what we said, right? If it's, the Mishnah said, if you put dough in a crack, if there's a kezayis, you have to get rid of it. And if not, it's batal. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shadu, when do we say it's batal? El b'magam asuyu l'chazim. If it's only made to strengthen the kli. Without this, the kli, there's no kli. But in a place where there it doesn't matter, the kli will be fine anyway. Chayev levayer. Then of course you have to destroy it.
Why?
Because since it doesn't, I have the kli anyway. There's a chashash. I'm going to have to eat it.
So is that a chashash? What's the difference if it's mechazik now?
Because if it's mechazik, I don't have a kli without it.
Doesn't matter.
So then I'm not going to touch it. I need a kli.
Talking about chorus and pesach for
one second. Michlal. The kezayis, afilu b'makom asuyin lechazik, chayev levayer. If there's a kezayis there, even if you're not going to have a kli, Marcel's 100, you have to still get destroyed. So it goes both ways. There's both ways to learn this.
That fact of the size of it should not play well.
Exactly, because there's no kezayis with chometz, it's berashu. So who cares if kezayis is not kezayis?
Exactly.
In a regular case,
the car is not a kezayis.
Do what?
Car race is only on a kezayis.
So what?
Because chatzi shir is also min haTorah, but you don't get punished for it.
Right.
You don't get punished for it.
Allowed.
I understand. Okay. So the assumption is, if it's necessary for the kli, I'm never going to touch it. So otherwise, I don't have a kli. I don't have anything to serve the food. I'm not going to touch it. So now, what about if it's not also lechazik? And what about if it's a kezayis? So it's complicated. Now, tani kalish nakama. Tanya Kalishna Brisa. We have Brisas that go both ways. Tanya Kalishna Kama. We have a Brisa that's going to support the first way we learned this, which is what? Batzeik Shemitzadik Areva. You have a dough in the crack in a bowl. B'makom Hasuyu Lechazik. In a place where, if not for this dough, supporting the kli, there is no kli, it falls apart. Eina Chotzeit. Hey, first of all, there's no chatzitza. I put it in the mikvah, it's good. And Ve'eina Over. And you're not over. Why are you not over? Why are you not over? It's part of the keli. It's no longer considered chametz.
It's no longer considered chametz?
Yeah.
So if a piece breaks off, you can eat it? No longer considered chametz?
A piece is not going to break off. Why? And by the way, maybe yes. Maybe
why not?
What?
Why won't it break off?
Maybe you can eat it. Because it's not considered chametz. Yeah. You ever heard of medicine? People eat medicine on Pesach. It has chametz in it. And it's not considered chametz. Why? Because it's just not.
Depends on the medicine.
Does it really depend on the medicine?
If it's
I don't know if it's a sakana. If it's a sakana, you can eat anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then what if it's not a sakana? Am I wrong?
Wouldn't you get to that? What kind of medicine do you think that's not a sakana? Wouldn't you write a whole book? So you shouldn't run into that problem.
That's that entire book is based on a chumrah. The entire book is based on a chumrah. You know that? Hey, he has Gadol and that are on his side.
Yeah.
Remember, Moshe doesn't hold from that book. You don't need that book, according to Moshe Feinstein, according to many others. Why? Why? Because it's no longer royal achilas kelev.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So this is also not royal achilas.
That's kelev. Right. That's right. It's royal achilas kelev. You're going to give this? I'm going to eat this?
All right.
Correct. Because Talmud of Moshe, Moshe is the truth about it. That's what Reb Blumenkrantz says. He says, "Who said you're an expert on what dogs eat?" He says that. He says, "Who made you a veterinarian?" The taina on that is what? That's not a good point.
When was the last time you saw a dog eat benefit?
Forget that. It's not a judgment call like that. The Gemara also talks about royal achilas kelev. And never says, well, who made us an expert?
We tried it. You have to do it. I gave him dog hand food. Don't give me hand food. We use it. Don't give me hand food. We use it.
That's how the Rosenberg soap came up. Okay,
huh? Like they did in the Gemara
time. Right.
Using him a cookie. What did he go to eat?
Cookie to eat. He didn't use that.
Okay. Let's finish. We're in the third line from the bottom. Ubamakom she'ein asur lechazek, and in a place where it's not, where it doesn't really support the kli, I can have a kli without it. It helps a little bit. Okay, chotzeit. It is a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? Because it's something that's blocking the real kli. Ve'over, and you're gonna be over on that on Pesach. The medzav of moving when is that true? Because only if it's a kizayis. Avo pachas mekizayis. Over. What do you see from here? Like the first lashon that we explained, where makom she'ein asur lechazik, the only issue is there a kezayis or not? If there's a kezayis, it's a problem, and if less than a kezayis, it's not a problem. And if it's a place where the kli won't exist without it, even if it's a kezayis, it's all right. Tanya kolishin abasra. Now we have the second version, butzek. Let's say you have dough, shabesidke areva, that is in a kli, in a crack in a kli, b'makom hasuy lechazek, in a place where you need it to be there, ena chotzeitz ve'ena over, not a problem. Makom she'ein asur lechazek, in a place where it's not that case, chotzeitz, it's a chatzitza, ve'over, and it's going to be over. You're going to have a problem. The metaphor of amurim, when is that true? The pachas mi kizayis. Only if it's less than a kizayis. Aval kizayis, but if it's a kizayis, afil v'makom asur lechazik chozitz v'over. No matter what, it's a problem. What do you see from here? Like the second version, that if it's a place where you need it, only if it's a kizayis, and yeah, no, if in a place where it's asur lechazik, it's over only if it has a kizayis, and if not, then no matter what. Now, kashin adadi, so the whole thing is a stira, which one is it? Rav Huna, sami kilisa mikame chamirta. Remove the makil one from the place of the chumerdika one. In other words, don't hold from the chumerdika one. Don't hold from the makil dika one, only hold from the chumerdika one. Which one's the makil one? The first one. Get rid of the first one. Only, we have two versions now how to learn this Mishnah.
That's your answer?
That's the answer. Only hold from the second one. Why? Right? What's the reason for that? So the Tzlach says, Safek Darabon, Safek Daraisa, L'chumra. You have to go L'chumra. Says Rabbi Yossi, what happened? Tanosh Shakalta Mi'alma? Where'd all the Tanayim in the world go? That you said, forget the first one, only get off from the second one. Where'd all the Tanayim go? Tanayim, it's a Machlokas Tanayim, by the way. Where are you running? What kind of answer is that? Okay, so throw out the first one. It's a Machlokas. The Tanya, Hapas She'ipsha, if you have moldy, spoiled bread, no one's eating that. Chayev levayer. You have to get rid of it. Why do you have to get rid of it? Bibnei shiru'uya l'shochaka. Because you could still make it into crumbs. Ulechamaba kama isyos acheros. And it can be used to be a leavening agent for other dough and other bread. So you got to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, listen to this, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Medrash of Amurim, when is all that true? Bimekomios la'achila. That's only if it's going to result in eating. Aval but, kopo se'or, let's say you have a mound of se'or, a block of se'or, a block of leaven. She'ichad li'yeshiva, and I made a chair out of it. I made a chair, I'm not going to eat that. I made a chair out of it. Butla, it becomes butl. You hear such a thing? Maybe you're going to come take a bite out of it on Pesach. You're not going to do that. Why? It's abnormal. So I have a chair made out of dough, hardened, such a thing. In the Guinness Book of Records, they have such a thing probably. You can use it on Pesach.
So some people are going to see, sometimes they sell, as pet stores, they sell a bread basket made out of bread.
Correct.
It's shellac.
Correct. It's all hardened. Exactly. It's an excellent example. Right? They have these hardened bread and shellac and all these things. Right? Now, I'm not saying what people will do today in the year 2013, because we already know many times over that what we do is crazy things. So, but having said that, we might not hold like him anyway. We might not hold like this. But he said, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Now, first of all, there's no question that this block of whatever it is a kezias. There's no question about that. It's a kezias of chametz over here in this chair. No question about that. We're assuming that that's true. Nevertheless, he said it's a problem. Right? Even if it's a kezias, it's batel. Right? Mid'amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar, batel. Since Reb Shimon ben Elazar said it's not a problem, Michlal, the Tana Kama Savar, lo batel. It's not a problem. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar, kol kezias, apagaf, demavatel, lo batel. Even though it's officially batel, halachically it's not batel. Right? Even though I'm not going to eat that chair, doesn't matter. According to the Tanakhama, it doesn't matter. Right? Right. So the first Brisa holds like Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar. And the second Brisa holds like the Tanakhama. Amalei Abaya, so 1 second. Tiratzta Kizayas. You explained how it's possible that there's a machlokas about a Kizayas. Pachas mi Kizayas mi Tiratzta? What about less than a Kizayas? What was the story with less than a Kizayas? The first Brisa said you don't have to get rid of it. And the second Brisa said, you do. Now, we don't know what Reb Shimon Elazar would say. The only reason he held this way is because this block of is not Royal Achila. So he was Makel. What about if it's less than a Kezias? And it's edible. Maybe he would agree you have to be Machmer. Maybe he would agree. We don't know what he holds. So the answer you gave, that it's a Machlokes, only answered half the story. It only answered a Kezias or larger. There's a Machlokes about it. What about less? We don't know. Ella, so to explain the Brisa, to explain this apparent contradiction, Havaha Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Really, it's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Velo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha b'makom lisha. Ha shalo makom lisha. One is in a place where you actually need the dough. You need with a K. And one is a spot in the kli where you don't. Okay, what does that mean? So there's a long Rashi here. Let's look at the Rashi. It's the Rashi of Elahad Rahavaha Reb Shimon ben Elazar Velo Kasha. Kan b'makom lisha, kan shelo b'makom lisha. Masnisan basraisa, the second version, lo kari makom she'ein osu l'chazik. Don't say that it means a place that will not support the kli. And if the kli, if this is not dough's not here, it's going to fall apart. That's not what it means. Elamakum she'eno makum lisha klal. It's a spot on the kli that never touches the dough. For example, the tip of the kli, the rim, these places. Kigon, safa, the lip, heliona, the upper rim, no dough in there. Put the dough in the kli. You need the rim, the edge of the kli doesn't touch any dough. Aval defanos, but the walls, kari makum asu l'chazik. That's called a place where I need those walls to be there. Why? Otherwise I can't use the kli. Right? The Kamaisa and the first version, Kari Af Defanos Makom She'ein Asur L'Chazik, they hold that the walls, even the walls is not a place that I need. Af Agaf to Makom Lishu, even though it's a Makom of Lisha. Umakom Asur L'Chazik, and a place that I need, Karu Shulayim, is called the Shulayim. Not sure what that means in English. V'hachik Amar, Tanakama. B'makom Asur L'Chazik, in a place that I must have, otherwise I can't use the kli, kigon, shulayim. It must be in the bottom. Shemakablan is hamayim, that the water goes there. I put water into this bowl to start kneading dough. Afilu kizayis ain't over. Even a kizayis is not a problem. Why? Now, because it's going to become batel. Makom she'ein asur l'chazek. If it's a place I don't really need, that means mayim. Kigon defanos. Demakom lishahu. V'lav makom mayim. And tzat demakom mayim. Chotzeis v'over. Upachos mi kizayis. Afilu defanos nami ein chotzeis. Kivon dahamahani porta l'chazek isa. Since it helps a little bit. Kishem ashaf shafin v'loshin sham. Batel, it becomes batel. Ubishalob makom lisha, and I'm not in a place with his lisha, kigon safel yona, the upper rim, lo irid hatana midi. The Torah's not talking about that at all. In other words, the answer to explain the steer is as follows. It depends how you view the whole kli, how you view the area where you're actually doing the kneading, how you're viewing the part where you're not doing the kneading, and therefore, I can't say the rest of the sentence. Therefore, there's a machloket, this is different versions, when he holds. There's a problem, and when there's no problem. All depending on what you said before about where you used, no, what Stewie said, about the spot where it's going to touch food. That's the basic answer. Okay? It's a complicated answer. Now, just to finish up.
The place is mayim, the place is not mayim?
Right. When I have a bowl and I put water in, and the water goes to the bottom of the bowl,
right.
The water never touches the sides of the bowl.
Comes up on the sides of the bowl.
No, because I'm kneading in the bowl.
Oh, so even
the base of the bowl. There's a difference between if this chametz. Now I put in dough to support this kli. Where is right. The dough? Is it going to come into contact with water? That's what's going on here.
Okay.
So there's two versions. Maybe yeah, maybe no. It depends where the dough is. It depends where the water is. It depends where the crack is. All these things are factors. So you don't have to say it's a machlokas. It's the same person. And he said different things depending on different spots of the kli. Okay. Amar of Nachman, no. Amar of Ashi, lo tema shlobo makom misha, lo tema, don't say shlobo makom lisha agava, dagana. Don't say it's in the, what does that mean in English?
On the part where they do the kneading.
Right. Ella asifsa dagana. It's on the lip, on the rim, where no one, you don't need on the rim.
The outside of it.
The outside. It's a pshita, the obvious. I would have thought zim the atif umati lahasam. Maybe sometimes that'll happen. You'll use that part of the kli. Kamashal, no, that's never going to happen. What?
You're right.
Yeah. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rav, halacha kevshir ben Elazar. We're passing like this. Then it makes a big difference. Ain't is that true? Amr of Yitzchak bar Ashi, Amr of Amr Rav, im tach paneha batit batla. If you smear. Some kind of tit is clay or whatever, some kind of material. Talk in, low talk low. If you, what is talk? What?
Yeah.
Smear. If you smear it, it's good, and if not, not. Man demasni la ha, lo masni ha. The one who learned this didn't learn this. I'm sorry, that's the answer. So what do you see? Butla in, low talk low. That's not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said, all we care about is bittel. So the Gemara answers, man de masni ha, lo masni ha. The person who said this didn't say the other vart in the name of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, bar Nachman bar Ashi. In other words, it's a machlokas. That was very difficult. Okay. One more. Amr of Nachman bar Amar Rav, en alach hakim shir med alazar. We don't hold hakim shir med alazar. The Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Abar Ashi, Amar Rav, im tach poneh batit, batla. Only if you smeared it. But if you didn't smear it, it doesn't become batla. And in this according to this version, there is no machlokas in what Rav said. Okay. Okay, next. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Shnei chatzei zesim. Two halves of kizayis achametz. V'chut shel batzak b'neihem. And by the way, they're in a pot. They're in a bowl. They're in two cracks of the bowl. The chut shel batzik b'neihem, and there's a line of dough connecting the two cracks. Rowan, kal she'ilu yinatel achut. If I pull off the dough, v'notlin v'nitalin imo, and the rest of the dough is going to come along chayev levaya. I have to destroy it. V'im lav, and if not, eino chayev levaya. I don't have to destroy it. Amar ula lo amaron elabar reva. That's only true in a pot. Aval bebayis, but in a house, what does that mean in a house? Says Rashi. Afilu shnei chatzei zesim she'ein chut mitzarfon chayev levayer. If I have two halves of a kezayis in the house, one in the bedroom and one in the living room, and there's no dough connecting them, I have to get rid of it. Right? My timer. Why? Zimnin, sometimes, dekanish lahu, vinafli gabi hadadi. Sometimes, what's going to happen? You're going to be sweeping your house, and the two halves are going to come together, and what are you going to have? You're going to have a kezayis shalem in your house. Right? The machlokas we've shown him, does this mean that the dough is in the walls of your house or even on the floor? Because we have a rule that you don't have to clean less than a kezayis. Why? Because piru in our bottle. So there's a big machlokas about this. It's a big issue.
If you and Mavato Kati Kazayas, another Kati Kazayas,
yeah,
and they came together, does that bittle that you did on the Kati Kati, does that make that?
I don't know, the issue wasn't bittle, the issue was you could come to eat it.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
So, right?
So are you eating now Kati Kazayas, two Kati Kazayas, or are you eating now?
You're eating a whole Kazayas. You have a whole Kazayas now in front of you. Right?
Even though you're Mavato.
Yes. Okay. Now, if not for this reason, we learned already, you don't have to get rid of crumbs. Why? So, there's a machlokas, why? Either because they get trampled on, no one's going to eat them, they're gross, it's disgusting, or because it's not a shear. And it's not a shear, it's not going to add up to a shear. You have a shear, a crumb over there, and a crumb over there, it's not going to happen. But if it's stuck in the walls, or if it's near the walls, maybe it might happen. It's also a difficult sugi here. Amar ula, baibim arava, bayis valiyamahu, what if one half is in the house and one half is in the attic? Bayis vachsadrama. What if one is over here, one is in the porch? Shnei batim. Zelifnim mizeh. One house goes into the other house, and there's two kizetim over there. What's the din? Teku. That's all teku. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hapas sheipsha. If you have pas that's moldy, v'nifsala mila'echol la'adam, and no human being will eat that. Ba'kelev yachol la'ochla. But the dog maybe will eat it. Metame tumas ochlin kibetza. It's still matame tumas ochel. Why? Because since a dog can eat it, it still has the status of food. Nisrefes im hatameya v'pesach. And you can burn it with tame on Pesach, right? Okay. Mishum Rav Nosson Amru, eino matame. It doesn't become tame. Keman az ahodet nan, who's it what we said? Who's a whole like this? Klal Amru b'tahiris, we have a rule. Kol hamiyuchid la'ochel, adam, tame, avshir tzlame la'ochel kelev. Keman, who's like that? That's the local Rav Nosson. That can't be like Rav Nosson. Right? Okay. Tanar Abanan. Arevas ha'uvdanin. The trough, the bowl of the tanners, of the workers with leather. Shenasan l'tocho kemach. They put flour in there. Why did they put flour in there? Helps to hide. Tok shloshim yamim chayiv levar. If it's within 3 days, you have to be mevarit. Kodem shloshim yamim. Eino chayiv levar. Why? If it's from 2 weeks ago, you don't have to be mivar. Why? It's not edible. It's not edible anymore. Amar of Nasan b'medr mamur. When is that true? Shul Nasan l'tocha oros. It's only true if you didn't put in any hide yet. Aval Nasan l'tocha oros. Afilu tok shlama in chayiv levar. Even within 3 days, you don't have to. Why? It becomes not edible. The hide, the leather in there. Amar Rava halacha kirav Nasan. Afilu yomechad afilu sha'achas. Even 1 hour that the leather in there doesn't become edible. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, a little bit more of this, until we get to the Mishnah. We have fascinating stuff tomorrow about Challah, and then at Amid Beis, all of a sudden, out of left field, the Gemara starts talking about Erev Tavshilin, which is very interesting stuff, out of the blue, comes up out of nowhere. So that's what we'll do tomorrow at 6:10, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to be starting at 6 o'clock. Everybody have a very good day.